This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Iraq's new prime minister-designate, Iyad Alawi, says militias controlled by 9 mainstream political parties in Iraq have agreed to disband. Between them, the parties control more than 100,000 paramilitary fighters. The U.S. has tried for months to get political leaders to dissolve those forces. Until now, they have resisted, citing security concerns. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad. She says today's agreement sets out a timetable phasing out the paramilitary groups by next January.
This was a joint initiative. The prime minister made the announcement to Iraqis, but it was senior American officials who answered questions for the Western and the Arabic press. These paramilitary groups will be offered a number of options. One, a pension, with the years fighting against Saddam counted as military service. They can also become members of the Iraqi police or private security companies, which will be heavily regulated, according to American officials. A small number of them can also join the new Iraqi army. Now, the Iraqi army will only number about 35,000, so at the moment there are 3 times as many militia members in the country.
And the parties and their militias, what kind of numbers are we talking about?
The Kurdish parties have the largest, 75,000 of them, and they're organized more like an army because over the decade that they had some kind of quasi-independence protected by the British and the Americans, the Kurdish forces, known as the Peshmerga, they protected Iraqi Kurdistan. The second group with real numbers is the Badr Brigade. They have about 15,000 militiamen. They're under the control of a Shia Muslim party called the Supreme Council of the Islamic Revolution of Iraq. And what they'd been doing is protecting the Islamic shrines in southern Iraq after a series of attacks last year. The rest are divided among 7 other political parties. Some of them have already disbanded, but all of these militia were important for the parties for security because when the situation here deteriorated, the Iraqi police weren't able to handle it. So it was the militias that took control. The order signed today now makes any group not part of this deal an illegal organization.
Well, Deborah, that seems to be quite an important point because the militia that has been most active against American forces in the past 2 months is not part of this deal, Muqtada Sadr's militiamen. What happens to them?
Well, they are a real problem, and this deal does not address them. They will now become an illegal organization. What the Americans said today is they have shown by their behavior that they didn't want to be part of the deal, but the Americans also acknowledged that there was no attempt to negotiate with them. The agreement states that anyone that belongs to an illegal militia will not be able to take part in politics for 3 years. It's a little less clear on what happens to a political party that supports an illegal militia. But it looks like this order puts Sadr's people out in the political cold, at least until the handover in July.
And what's to stop any of these groups from taking up arms again?
Not much. American officials say that it's time. This is a long process, and it will take a number of years. This is, you know, over 100,000 men. What the Americans say you have to do is that you have to break the chain of command. These are old loyalties. It will take a while. It is quite possible that, for example, in Iraqi Kurdistan, you may see some of the Peshmerga essentially changing uniforms, becoming part of a civil defense force in their units, and it will take a while to break that kind of thing up because it raises questions about mixed loyalties. These militias have always been insurance policies for the political parties. This all will work as long as there is stability in the country and the security situation stays somewhat stable.
Stability in the country, tall order.
It is a tall order, and that will be the hardest part in implementing this agreement. And I think it will take some time. It is not supposed to be complete for another 2 years.
Thank you, Deb.
Thanks, Michelle.
NPR's Deb Amos.